brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I really need to go to your calls. Felix in Michigan, thanks for holding. Tell us what's going on with FEMA, our loving friends.
Hey, Alex. Just curious to know if you've seen anything in regards to FEMA's looking to hire some housing inspectors.
It's Agenda 21, and they do it to get into your house, and they do it to acclimate you to the next spy force. This is a first contact approximation. The people doing it don't even know. And it's a Pentagon blueprint from a 1962 takeover model for third world countries. But, yes, it's a first contact federal inspector program.
Absolutely.
You understand when you domesticate an animal, you first just are in their presence, then you feed them, then you capture little ones and raise them. That's what they're doing with the CPS. So it's a domestication process.
Exactly. I think the foster care agents do the same thing as well. But in this particular job posting, it says they're looking for these inspectors and such for a presidentially declared disaster. And they're looking for them nationwide, and they want to get their training done in the next 90 days. I was curious to know if you think that might be in connection with what seems to be...
But listen, they always can have real programs that they... All these agencies do real functions. They just piggyback all the evil stuff, like Russian dolls, inside of it. So there can be legitimate disasters FEMA deals with. The problem is that then it's used for COG and does have a mission for taking over government and coordinating it. Anything that could reestablish government could overwrite government, and that is that's the reason FEMA should be defunded and removed, and the federal government should coordinate with the states. Not to have a FEMA force that comes in and bureaucratically shuts everything down. And all the studies show they screw everything up and that responses are much worse now. And their unification of police codes and all of it is just a total takeover.
Absolutely. And, the interesting thing is they are deeper and further in, talking about enemy territories, if you will. One of the things that first woke me up is I was looking into Agenda 21, and it was the wildlife urban interface something or other, and I was looking at that, and it said I was looking at the symbol, and I noticed that I recognized it, and I was in the property management field, and I turned around, and right on my desk was the manual, the International Property Management Handbook.
No, absolutely, that's what it is. Send me a copy. It's all Agenda 21. Absolutely. Anything else?
I do want to get your take. We see that I looked on the NASA website. There's some lunar eclipses coming. They call it a tetrad. It looks like we've had some in history, three of them to be exact, a series of lunar and solar eclipses. And each time those have happened, there is some sort of biblical significance with the Jewish people. And we have one beginning to start on April of this year, continuing into next year.
Yeah, because the Sabbath is really, in the ancient Hebrew, is really the full moon, or is it right after the full moon? The whole point is that, I know it's Friday night and stuff now, but I'm talking about in the ancient times. It had to do with moon cycles and stuff. And that was why, you have to keep the Sabbath. Well, back then, it was even complex. But the point is, I've not researched that in years, so I don't want to give out bad info. The point is that the elites across the board launch wars every time Mars is close to the Earth, and then they admit that. I mean, these are, you think the Romans were 2,000 years ago or 1,500 years ago. I guess they fell 1,600 years ago. But the point is, completely fell. The point is that we genetically and humans go right back to, the customs just go on mommy, daddy down the line. So it's like the Romans are 5 minutes ago. And they would launch wars dealing with Mars. That's how this works. And so the elites all believe in this stuff. I don't care if they're Jewish or what they are. It's all basically the same stuff. It's all Babylon mystery school. Because the whole Zoroaster and just all those movements. And if you go into the Jewish books, the Zohar and the modern Talmuds and all this, it's just a bunch of Babylonian stuff. We'll be back. I'm keep going.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, when you're exhausted, like I've been today, with allergies and not enough sleep, what you do is you broadcast longer than you normally do. Greg in Utah wants to talk about the armored vehicles and rocket launchers and grenade launchers that the police are getting from the feds as they train to take on Hank Williams Jr., basically. And that's literally who they train to attack. I'm not kidding. I mean, that's the main Pentagon directive. That's who they say the main enemy is Hank Williams Jr. wearing a John Deere hat. Because they don't think Hank Williams Jr. is going to let them take their kids to the collectivization farm. And Hank Williams Jr., you know, doesn't want his kids being taught about sex at age five. And Hank Williams Jr. Likes guns, and Hank Williams Jr. Stomps around as a man. And the globalists want to stomp on us. They don't want men stomping around. I mean, they put estrogen in the printer ink and in the food and the water and everything because they don't want men. You understand that? So that's why they're doing that, because if you're a bank robber or you come in a house, you're going to rob people. Who do you subdue first? A man. You want to get him subdued, conk him on the head, get him tied up so you can, rob the house. And then usually criminals go, you know what, let's just rape the wife and kill the kids, you know, because that's what criminals do. And so that's the mentality of the people running us. And they've got the men handcuffed up against the wall with duct tape around their mouths right now. But still, they know there's men out there with guns they haven't gotten to destroy yet. And so they just want to make sure they get everything geared up first so they can take their time gutting this country. Greg in Utah, go ahead.
Alex, I was just listening, to Bob Barr, and that got me thinking, too, of another subject besides what I saw the other day. And that is the fact that right here in this county, just because we're out in the country and most of the business is farming and there's a power plant here, but numerous times our blasted sheriff said he was not a constitutional sheriff. He didn't believe he got his power from the Constitution. That's dangerous. That means he'll take orders from, and not use the Constitution as his rule of law.
Oh, no, that's it. They've gone from saying the Constitution's bad, old and all this stuff, to saying just get rid of it, to being belligerent, judges, you name it, like declare. It's like how you declare in the New World Order. You have articles in the Boston Globe about, is the Declaration of Independence terrorist? Should we get rid of it? They just declare their outrageousness to get us used to it. And, people have like the image of Ford or Chevy and the guy urinating on it. That's basically what this is. They're letting you know, we're going to run over you. We've got the moral authority. We're going to eat you. That's what they do. They take your labor. They take your money. They take your house. They take your kids. It's a form of eating us. It's cannibalism. They like the Soylent Green. Agenda 21 is the Soylent Green model. Go ahead.
Yeah, just because, he's a member, in the leadership of the local church means absolutely nothing.
Oh, no, it's always like that. They're always the heads of the church. They're all because they have the moral authority. You understand? That's why they can do whatever they want, because they are at the mega church and they've got the cult at the mega church doing that. Exactly.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. If this vehicle I took a picture of Sunday, that was had Utah license plates on it, showed up at your door, they were there to get your guns. You, unless you had an army of citizens surrounding you, it's over for you. Either that or you're going to commit suicide. I mean, it's that ridiculous.
Well, but here's the deal. Everybody looks at this from a one-dimensional or two-dimensional warfare model. Obviously, when gun confiscations start, you have a bug-out position that's on public land. It doesn't matter where anywhere. Special Forces Total Resistance Tactics. You can buy a Total Resistance book, from different resistance in Europe. There's a lot of them, and I've read a lot of them. It's very interesting, good reading. But, I mean, I don't want to get into tactics here with people, but listen, you don't wait for the armored vehicle. Those guys go to bars. Those guys go to church. Those guys live places. And they're not always going to be jacketed in a war wagon. Okay? So, they go around and start wiping people out and killing folks. I mean, believe me. The military veterans, that's the one enemy the globalists are targeting and tracking, are not going to sit there in their houses. You understand that. And the police better stand down and the military better stand down when this kicks off. Now, of course, they're going to stage horrible massacres or provocations to blame on us to have moral authority up front. The Patriot Group bombed a daycare center where the police keep their children. Look at the dead baby. Anyone fighting back against the gun confiscation is part of the such and such massacre of the 14 children. And look, the other ones who had their eyes blown out. I mean, it's going to be ridiculous, okay? So you have to understand that, but it doesn't matter. The resolve is everyone's going to know it's staged anyways. The people that count, they're not looking for trouble. But once the Civil War starts, which I'm trying to avert, I mean, they plan to use us to call the police and military. That's their secondary enemy. We're the first enemy. They're the secondary enemy. This is fourth and fifth dimensional warfare. They're going to have us kill each other, and then they're going to roll in with the next phase, okay? And people need to understand how this works.
Yeah, I was just hoping, looking at that vehicle and looking at the tires, which made a Humvee tire look like a Volkswagen tire. I this thing was meant to go off-road. I was just hoping and praying that maybe that was some prepper had bought that.
No. The Homeland Security is deploying the latest anti-mine vehicles, IED vehicles. They're deploying a fifth branch of the military. It's called Homeland Treason. This is it, folks. And they got the cops all strutting around ready for war, and whatever. I'm just going to stay out of it. So I can't believe it. All right, send us the photo. Why don't you send it to showtips@infowars.com. Just type in local police departments, get armored vehicles, and it's been all over the news. You can see that. Thank you, Greg. Let's talk to James in West Virginia. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
I'm pretty tired, but we have a good broadcast. Talk about a lot of important stuff.
Thank you for all your effort. I know you don't like all the compliments and stuff. I got a couple of real quick points for you. One, you're spot on this dehumanization stuff. You know, I mean, it's almost like one of my favorite shows that I used to watch, Star Trek Generation, the Borg. I mean, it's one evil central thought process, one evil central agenda, and their thought process is either you assimilate or they kill you. And I choose not to be assimilated, and I choose not to die for my family, my friends here in my local community. And
that's right. We're being forced into this conflict.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
The second point, and this is why I've made about 1,500 calls in the last week and a half to get on your show, Alex, is back in October, early November, you had talked about the FEMA Region 3 false flag coming up, and it's happening here in West Virginia, sir. I mean, please don't forget about us. I mean, that's my plea today is this whole contamination with this chemical in our water systems. We are going through the FEMA Region 3 false flag that you spoke of several months ago. We have one of the tiniest airports available, and it's got a little National Guard airport that runs beside it. Sir, I could count daily 60, 80, hundreds and hundreds of chemtrail flights that come out of I wouldn't think that they could even have that many airplanes up. I don't know where they're coming from. But West Virginia is, in fact, under a total assault on our health and humanity here. So, you know, if you got time and have some of your people look into some of this stuff and follow up on that, you predicted it. I just don't want you to forget about us because we are under an attack right now with our water supplies. You know, industry has always been in the pocket of government in this state.
No, we knew they were running around like flies on you know what in that area, gearing up for stuff the last year and just doing a lot of bizarre psyops. And, again, they're also testing the military to see how they respond to all the weirdness. God knows what they're doing. I mean, tens of thousands of people killed in just a couple different secret government programs that have been declassified. And you got the U.S. code where they say for any law enforcement or research purpose they can kill people. You can't put down in a U.S. code a law that you can kill whoever you want. These people are nuts. They're mad scientists. And, I shudder to think of what they're up to that we don't know of. I mean, that's the thing. As much as we know, we know very little about what these nuts are doing. God bless you. And, yeah, the big chemical spill thing is a big issue. Man, I'm tired. Let's talk to Jay in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless you, Alex.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, man. There's this article from Before It's News. It says Obama serves. I have two articles. Obama serves 14 state governors with warnings of arrest. And why it's not front page news. It was May 7th, 2013 by Ken Larvey. It says Barack Obama has served 14 state governors in the United States with national security letters warning of the governor's actions in attempting to form state defense forces needed to be halted immediately or they will face arrest for the crime of treason, the employment of the NSL.
Yeah, but what is the source from that? That's a very disreputable website. I mean, some of the stuff's real on there. Some of it's like Sasha, whatever his name is. Who's that internet guy that always puts up with this info for years? I mean, there's just so many of these people. And I'm not trying to fight with a side or something. It's just that, I mean, you know, I mean, they just do ridiculous stuff on there. I know they have been threatening states and stuff not to have their, but I'll look into that. I remember seeing that before. I mean, what's the source from that? Or is it the only source?
There was another guy, Dr. Lyle Rapp.
No, but I mean, what's the source? They just say that? I mean,
it says Before It's News.
No, I know. They say they're the source. I mean, they can do. I mean, they do. It is a source of really good entertainment. But it's just you know. And again, I don't even know about that particular report. It's like the Onion or something. But I appreciate you. I'll look into it. You know, the problem is you got all this real federalization going on, and states being threatened like Texas. You know, that will blockade your aircraft if you try to, like, not let the TSA fondle your genitals. That happened and got no attention. And then, meanwhile, if you remember a few weeks ago when that came out, I looked into it, and I was like, where's the source? But I can't poo-poo that because I haven't looked at it again. I can just tell you that you get these open-source sites where people can write whatever they want. And, I mean, it, you know, it's... I mean, I I've seen stuff on sites where Alex Jones died today. People all start calling. I'm like, no, I'm not dead. Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. I'm sorry. I'm out of time, folks. I'm out of time. God bless you all.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
CNN lays off more than 40 journalists. Demo death spiral. That's all planned, folks. They're just destroying the news that they got to shell out from its conception. And now mission complete, country broken, world government going into place. Now they've just got to mop up what's left of individual liberty and states' rights, bankrupt you and your family so you're properly under their control. By the way, I should talk more about Hollywood. I should make films about this. I should do more reports about it, because it is literally a mass mental illness out there where so many people really believe they're not going to live and not be successful until they are embraced by Hollywood as a cinematographer, as a writer, as an actor or an actress. And you sit there and you explain to people, listen, I've been to the top of the mountain. I've seen what's there. Unbelievable. Again, 80% of what I've seen is off record. I can't even tell you. But I've been to the big parties. I've seen it. These people are literally in living hell. There's a reason they all moved to Austin, Texas, or they all moved to Wyoming. There's a reason Robert Plant lives, you know, down off Congress in Austin, Texas. I'm not going to say where. I cannot believe where he lives. It is unbelievable. It's the strangest thing. You wouldn't believe it. Anyways, the whole point is, I got to tell you guys all, but I shouldn't even tell you. Anyway, I just couldn't believe it. Anyways, the point is that I'm not sitting here talking about all this to impress people. I'm talking about it because we've won, folks. The mainline conservatives are waking up to the fact that it's all a artificial, plastic, synthetic BS machine. And the Democrats are waking up. The Democratic Party and all that fake liberalism is not liberalism. They're discovering Thomas Jefferson. They're discovering Magna Carta. They're discovering individual liberty. I mean, the fires are really getting lit here. The brush fires in the minds of humans. And that's my mission, is to ignite human liberty. And you can judge a tree by its fruits. Notice how I'm under unmitigated attack from all angles. I love it. It means, just like when my grandfather was flying out of North Africa over Italy, they would fly into the flak clouds to bomb the industrial centers because they had to take out that military capacity, and they would fly into the flak. That means when I'm taking attacks, if I'm not being attacked, I'm not doing my job. If I need to go into the enemy, I need to attack the enemy in a frontal assault to break people out of their trance, and that's what you need to do. And so when I tell you all this Hollywood stuff that I hardly ever even get into, I do it because I see an article about a 1,500 secret member conservative group, which, by the way, I've had multiple overtures to join this group. Would you like to join a secret conservative libertarian secret society with reporters and Hollywood people? And I'm like, no, I don't want to be part of any secret group. Because then I will be tarred with whatever the members of the secret group do by being part of some secret group. But the fact is that you've got to like underground Christians or something in Rome. It's in the New York Times today. That's why I'm getting into all this. You have 1,500 secret group now with the IRS basically coming after and not letting them be tax exempt as they try to, you know, come out of the closet. I mean, where is the tolerance in this country that conservatives and libertarians in Hollywood cannot come out of the closet? I'll tell you why they can't come out of the closet, folks, because they're the majority. I've been there. I've seen it. Unless you're talking about Sean Penn or Josh Brolin, and I'm not trying to be mean. It's like I've met these people, known them, talked to them on the phone, and then you run into them again, and they just treat you like you don't even exist. And that's not why I dislike them. It's because I know people that know I'm really good, and everybody talks about how intellectual and how smart they are, and they're not that smart. And they know, though, this is what you do to be successful in Hollywood. Yeah, it's like Alec Baldwin constantly saying, kill this conservative, kill this libertarian, kill this person's children, and they don't get in trouble. If I said kill someone's children, go to his house, kill their children, and he said that repeatedly about members of Congress, go to their house, kill their wife and children. That's a call to action, folks. If I said on air, go to somebody's house, kill their children, somebody probably would do it. That's not free speech. That's calling for murder. That's calling, you know, for saying, go attack the Capitol, hypothetically. I'm not saying that. They'll probably cut it out of context, Rachel Maddow, and do that. The whole point is, Alex said, attack the Capitol. No, I didn't, you witch. I didn't say giant wasp live under the UN building. I didn't say Obama sent that tornado, you lying freak. And that's why you don't have any viewers, witch. You and Janet Reno ought to clone yourselves. Guess you already did. Anyways, the point is I'm going to finish this when we come back and get into all the geopolitical news. There's so much coming up. We got former Congressman Bob Barr on the NSA, TSA, and breaking intel on that front.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you are listening to this transmission, if you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Hard to turn that beat down, isn't it? Crank it up. Revolutions in their mind. The children start to march. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, we're here live. Thank you for joining us. And then don't forget, we're back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And the reason we came in with that song ladies and gentlemen, is there is a revolution happening, a revolution of tyranny, a revolution of evil and hate, but also a revolution of good at the same time. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. As I love to quote, because it's so true to understand this, evil is not the only power in the universe. And its great power is convincing good that good has no power. And really, that's the huge thought beyond an epiphany, because I already knew it. It's a great discovered truth that has not been promoted, that's not been talked about, because for most people, Hollywood, entertainment, what sets the cultural mores, what dominates the thought process, I mean, that is the essence of a culture. And it is a weaponized, criminally directed mafia. I mean, you think you've seen The Sopranos, folks. You ought to actually be in these Hollywood meetings with these top lawyers and owners and producers. I mean, these guys are literally beyond the Godfather. All of them. Big, old, mean men smoking cigarettes and cigars when they're like 80 years old. Going, and literally, if you don't start like yelling back at them and telling them, you know, I've sat there and like said, hey, the text is saying, you know, be careful, drive safe. The guy went, are you threatening me? And he was just totally freaked out. And I was like, no, I'm really serious. And they're like, well, maybe we'll do that deal. Just don't threaten me. And, you know, paranoid out of their minds. Because everyone else just grovels to them. And all these women out there, particularly, and men, who really think if they could ever get to Hollywood, it's like a bug zapper for women. And they just fly in, it's like bzz, 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 you know, turning them into hookers, turning them into prostitutes, turning them into, you know, just a system to literally suck this country dry and then export that evil worldwide. And I am investigating it more and more and realizing how this spiritual sickness is being deployed against humanity. They make a documentary about it. I really am intrigued by the mind control machine. Not just the messages that are in it, but how they control the stable of actors, writers, directors, and then how they deploy that. And then how weak it is once you're aware of it and what a fraud it is. And then you see George Clooney for what he is. Not a liberal, but a person selling Obamacare and open borders and disarming the American people when he has bodyguards. Consciously knowing that they're part of a criminal authoritarian takeover and are propaganda officers who willingly embrace it. You know, it's one thing for a lot of the Hollywood stars to just keep their mouth shut or quietly try to do things for liberty. I mean, take Billy Corgan. You know, 40, 50 million records sold, international star, documentaries, films, whole nine yards. Do you know how much courage it takes for him? Like, I need to call him up. We exchange texts sometimes, talk every once in a while. For him to have come on my show those times and to speak out against the government and to speak out about Obama being a fraud, and not saying Republicans are good, he was saying the whole thing's a fraud. I mean, do you understand what happens when people do stuff like that? Do you know? That's why I don't admire Billy Corgan, even though I'm a fan of a lot of his music, because he's just some famous guy. He's a really nice person. He's a really deep person. He's a really smart person. He's a very genteel person, and he sees past my ogre-likeness and understands that I love beauty and love goodness and love life and creation, and so we resonate on that level. But, I mean, do you know what the type of heat people get just to come on a show that the establishment doesn't want and talk about the weather? They don't like that. That's what the talking points of the White House, the secretive White House, directed into Media Matters every week with weekly meetings as their front. Sure, the site has no visitors, but it's a talking point memo from the White House to see what they think, to see what they say, to see who they don't like. And when you look at things like Media Matters and groups like that, they're there telling Republicans what they can and can't think. And, oh, my gosh, Rand Paul, don't promote him. No, Ted Cruz, he's a loser. He's a failure when he's exploding and totally successful by challenging the fraud, by calling it out. So they're trying to set reality. They're trying to dictate reality. They are trying to literally create walls in our minds like we're children and telling us Santa Claus is real. That Obamacare cuts your prices down to a phone bill. You can keep your doctor. And I'm just as they shut down our power plants, as they ship our jobs overseas, cold-bloodedly parading around, oh, that's the high and mighty Obama, the man that loves us. That's the high and mighty Obama, the guy that cares about the children. It's all just a joke. Do you understand how evil Michael Moore is and how evil George Clooney is? Do you realize how fraudulent they are as they do this great evil and then tell us they're high and mighty and they have the moral authority and we've got to do what they say? That is the ultimate form of slavery as they race pimp and create division and try to turn women against men as if men are a bad thing and it's the fault of men that women aren't empowered so that women are entitled and at war with men and their children. Instead of at war against the outside elements that are trying to bring down the family. And then men are these arrested development little boys watching simulated combat all day on television and playing video games all day. And so, of course, the women detest it. They want men. They want red-blooded men with guts and big hearts and who are leaders. Of course, women don't even know what they want because no one ever told them. No one ever showed them real role models. From day one, everything's just screw up children, so they have screwed up lives. You think about evil, folks. You think about jacking with the hard wiring of a beautiful species. Bunch of filth, bunch of garbage, bunch of trash, enemies. And I see you, you little chicken-necked enemies. Your spirits are about a centimeter high. Your shadow's taller than your soul. And as you go on down that road, you know where you're going. Shadows taller than your soul. You understand that? You know what that means, don't you? Because I see you, and you need to know that judgment is coming down on all of you. You think you're going to commit these crimes against humanity and not be brought low and not be cut down? You're already cut down. It's why you're so miserable. It's why you're so weak. And it's why you're spiritually shuttered and blind. And the darkness just gets darker and colder by the minute. Because the truth is about hell, it's not hot, it's cold. And you know that coldness now, don't you? You know of what I speak. You know the dark flame you worship. You know you kneel at the altar of death. Because you're afraid of it. You're cowards from the beginning, so you joined with the evil, believing that it would give you power and give you knowledge. All it did was give you knowledge of evil. You think you're masters of evil? You are slaves of evil. Now, a lot of news, obviously, to cover here today. Let me just try to read some of these headlines. It's this. The dam is breaking. And that's why they're going to start wars and implode the economy and do everything else. Because Hollywood is falling. Los Angeles is falling. On record, the mayor has declared an emergency. And the mass hypnotism, the mass imprinting. If you're there when baby ducks are born, my dad was. I forget the whole story. I think one of the wild ducks got run over in the road, flew into something. I forget. My dad had these duck eggs. Tells a story. And so when they hatched out, the ducks thought that he was their mama. They imprinted on. And then generations, I think they were whispering ducks, they said, until there were hundreds of them. And then they actually loaded them up and shipped them off to a big lake nearby. But then the ducks, some of them actually came back. The ducks would follow my dad around, and then the parents taught them that he was the leader of the ducks. And then finally there was like 100 of them or something. It was duck crap everywhere. They had to get rid of the ducks. They didn't kill them, though, but they shipped them to a nearby lake. But see, that's okay if a duck imprints on a nice person. Our women, especially, are imprinting on television and those messages. They are imprinting on the state as their father. They are imprinting on their father as an enemy. The media is selling them that directive. And so they're literally being led like moths. They're literally being led like moths to the flame, to the bug zapper. And you cannot get these people out of their trances. I mean, I've tried. And it's just like, no, if I could just be an actress, if I could just be a singer, if I could just be a rock star, if I could just be a... And the con games and all the little sub-acting schools and music schools and all of this. If you want music for the love of it, that's great. Or if you want to, you know, be an actor because you really are into it, go do it at the local theater and enjoy it and have passion. And then you might be successful, actually. But everyone just trying to be successful, that's why you're not successful. And there's limited slots in the Hollywood system and in the news system. There's dwindling spots. Look at CNN just laid off 40 more journalists or propagandists. And so people scrabble looking for fulfillment. You're not going to get it from Madison Avenue spin machines. You're not going to get it from that culture of death. And then I tell these people that are trying to break into the media or trying to break into entertainment, I go, listen, go out and do your own YouTube show. Go out and do your own local podcast. Go out and be passionate. Put the information out. And if you really are doing it for the right reason, you will become somewhat successful, maybe incredibly successful. And my gut has always been trying to promote that idea to get more people involved in media. And then so many people, in fact, I would say, I don't know, maybe 70% of protégés and people that I've launched and helped then get into the Cass Sunstein model of cognitive infiltration, not consciously, but then because they're not instantly super successful or aren't as successful as I am, they believe in some primitive thing like the head chimpanzee. You know, they want to bash its brains out, so they'll be the head chimpanzee sitting up on the rock with the female chimpanzees picking, you know, mites and ticks off of you. That's not how the universe works and not how this world system works. It's, you build systems. The pie is unlimited. You don't tear something down to become successful. But I just see how dumb and addled and uninformed people are. Because the world's taught them and their parents have taught them, because we're multi-generations in the television culture, betrayal is how you have power. They've taught them selling someone out is how you get power, lying about someone, saying they're immoral and they're not good and they're not upstanding, because then that makes you feel better about yourself. This is all part of this sick, artificial culture. But... I mean, people, the only way to be successful now is, and people figured this out, is to go out and create your own films and then put them out for free. If you build it, they will come. But see, someone won't really do that who just has a compulsion, like an imprinting, that they need to be a movie star. They need to be a rock star. They need to be a hip-hop star. They need to. And then they just sit there and get and work into a system that's designed to cheat them, even if they have talent, and designed to destroy them. And it's one in a million they would ever have success. And even having the success, there's no success in it because it's a fraudulent, evil, dark system. In the gathering darkness, even if you want to be a good person, almost anything you do now will get twisted to evil. You will certainly not be able to do good in a massive system like that. You can only do good in a system like that, hijacking it, getting into it, to sabotage it. And if you actually fight the system, that's the quickest way to be introduced into it, because they want to co-opt you. But again, the fools out there don't even know that. They think selling out to it is the way to be empowered. And so it is mass mental illness. People don't dream of being a father or a mother or a great farmer or a great painter because they love painting now. It's because they're going to have value. They're going to be somebody. They're going to be successful. They're going to be fulfilled. They're looking for something when all you got to do is look into your heart and look up at the stars and look into a river and look into the trees and look at a little bird outside your window. And its fulfillment is right there. And then if you're fulfilled, people will recognize that, and then you will gain power. But see, once you're fulfilled, you won't even want the power anymore. But you will then get the power. The power to be a good father. The power to be a good mother. And none of us are perfect, and none of us have all the answers. I'm just simply trying to explain to you that the establishment is not going to help you and does not want to help you. The system is evil and wants to sabotage you and hurt you, because if you're a free, empowered, healthy person, you won't conform to the system they're creating. Fundamentally, the system will not empower you. Fundamentally, the system will destroy you. Fundamentally, it's designed to. And I don't mean to just get up here and preach today, but I tell you, when I'm real tired to, just kind of go off into these tangents. But we got several big guests up coming up. Former Congressman Bob Barr on the NSA, TSA, latest on Obama becoming a unitary executive. That's a fancy term for dictator. And where all of that is going, and a board declares NSA data suite illegal. Well, of course, and since it has no basis in law, no, tyranny doesn't have a basis in law. It has a basis in force and fraud. So that's coming up as well. But the news here is, in America, conservatives and libertarians have to be in a secret society in Hollywood, or they'll be hunted down and bankrupted. We're this close to the Hollywood system falling and a true renaissance of American culture. And if we do that, we win. It's big. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area, they told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you for joining us. I love playing that at least once a week because that really is just a snapshot of the off-the-chart tyranny we're dealing with in this society. We do have a professor coming on to deal with the parallels that are taking place and going on in the world to other world wars that have started. And there's not an analyst out there that doesn't say we're on the verge of catastrophe. And my goal in bringing that up is to try to not have it repeat history again. But there are parasitic globalists that will use these calamities to bring in total control. And they do this every time they're about to lose control. And the British Empire helped start World War I and World War II. And I'm not saying Hitler was good, obviously. I'm stating history that if you study it, they helped create the climate, even helped fund the Nazis early on. The King of England didn't advocate over a woman he wanted to marry. He was a Nazi. And Heil Hitler, you can look it up, and was actually in Germany when World War II started, had to flee out of Spain back to England. I mean, that's what it's all about. And British intelligence started all of it. All of it. And the same model is about to start World War III right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.